This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, B'siyata D'Shmaya, I'd like to talk about a question that's a well-known discussion in the Achronim about tshuva, and see where it takes us in terms of our Avodas Hashem preparing towards Yom HaKippurim. Is tshuva a mitzvah? And what exactly are the confines of mitzvah's tshuva? We're going to see is a fascinating discussion in the Rishonim, and I think it might take us to a very interesting place in terms of our own personal avoda. If you take a look, there are many Marmakoma sheets around. If anybody doesn't have it, we are going to be looking a lot on the sheets. So there's another 30 sitting over there. Okay. So in the Ramban, in Parshas Nitzavim, on the Pasuk, Ki ha-mitzvah azois asher anoichi mitzavcha ayoyim, this mitzvah I'm commanding you today, what's that mitzvah? The mitzvah that is described by the Torah as lo nifleisi mimcha v'loi rechaikahi. It's not distant, that mitzvah is not distant from you. So the Ramban, unlike Rashi, learns that we're talking about tshuva. That the mitzvah of tshuva is close to you. It's close to you. Rashi learns that we're talking about Torah, that Torah is close to you. But Ramban says that there is a biblical mandate for us to do tshuva. Now, we're going to focus on a position of the Ramban. We're going to ask a couple of technical questions on the Ramban, and then see where it takes us. The Ramban, when describing the mitzvah of tshuva, if you take a look at the fourth entry over here, the Rambam's description is quizzical. And this is a well-known question. The Rambam writes, Kol mitzvah shebetorah, bein asei bein lois asei, im avar adam al achas mehen, bein bezadoim bein bishkaga, kishe yase tshuva v'yoshiv mechetoi, if a person violated one of Hashem's mitzvahs, Chayiv lehisvades lefnei hakel baruch hu. Then they are chayiv to do vidui. What is vidui? Vidui is what we do, saying oshamnu bagadnu alchet. There's a requirement to say vidui. What's striking about the language of the Rambam over here? What does the Rambam talk about our chiyuv being? The Rambam talks about our chiyuv as being a chiyuv of vidui. Saying vidui. Contrast it to the language of the Ramban. The Ramban, definitely at first blush, makes a lot more sense. The Ramban describes the mitzvah as being a mitzvah tshuva, l'shuv el Hashem, v'shavta ad Hashem elokecha. Yet the Ramban doesn't describe the mitzvah as doing tshuva, but simply he says the mitzvah is to say vidui. Why doesn't the Rambam talk about tshuva? Why does the Rambam emphasize vidui? What's the emphasis of vidui? And if you think that it's just a coincidence, that the Rambam really means tshuva, if you take a look at the next entry, number 5, in the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he repeats the same thing. V'hamitzvah ha'ayin gimel, hi she'tzivanu lehisvadois ala chatoim v'avoinoi shechotu lefnei okel yisala. The chiyuv is to say vidui. When you're doing tshuva, then you have a mitzvah of vidui. If you had asked me, I would have said the opposite. The mitzvah is to do tshuva, and one of the details of tshuva is vidui. That is a famous question, and it's our, as we call in the yeshivas, our bomb question for tonight. In Yiddish, the expression was a bomba. It's a bomb question. That's our bomb question. It's a very famous question. But we're, I think, going to approach it in a slightly different way than it's been approached in the past. Second question is from Slichos. If you continue down on the sheet, the Slichos that were said on Friday morning, I don't expect any of the women to have said Slichos Friday morning, so I won't ask you what it said in Slichos on Friday morning. But as my wife graciously let me go to say Slichos, I noticed something interesting, and I thought, you know what, I want to discuss it with you on Matzoi Shabbos Shuvah. And that is a very striking expression in the Slichos, that requires understanding. We describe that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. And in Slichos we describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we used to have so many things that would help us do tshuva. And today, we don't have them. So take a look at where it says Slichos liyom gimel aseres yimei tshuva. Ve'ein levoina, ve'ein ktores, we don't have the ktores. V'nish'arti shichar cheres. Of course, the piyutim are very poetic. And I stay black. In other words, once upon a time, I saw my blackness or my redness turn to white in the Beis HaMikdash. I don't have that today. Bisvados chatosi. When I say vidui, tihi kekarban toidasi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take it as if I brought a karban toda. Now, this idea, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take my words as if I've brought a karban, that sounds familiar, right? There's an expression called Uneshalma Farim Sifasenu. Let our lips, let our davening come in place of a karban. But what I find striking over here is the karban that's chosen. If we were talking about that, my vidui be considered a karban, what karban would you expect to come in that place? Any suggestions? A chatas, an asham. So question number two for tonight is, what does the Paitan mean when he says that my vidui should be taken as if I brought a karban toda? A karban toda is what? When a woman has a child, she brings a karban toda. When we've been saved, we bring a karban toda. What in the world does that have to do with vidui? Isn't vidui about averos? Wouldn't it make sense to be connected to a karban chatas? That's question number two. Question number three is the following interesting shaila. A person did an avera, and they didn't wait, like sometimes we do, wait for Yom Kippur to start doing tshuva on it. Every morning we say, Slach lono avinu ki chatanu. That's also vidui. And we're supposed to do tshuva. Tshuva is a mitzvah throughout the year, not just on Yom Kippur. What happens if someone did tshuva on Yom during the year? Do they say vidui again on that avera? The answer is yes. Three different sources of the Rishonim that there's a special mitzvah on Yom Kippur to say vidui. Let's see them on the bottom of the page. Most explicitly is the Baal Halachos Gedolos, one of the Gaonim, Umechayev Bar Yisrael Lo Duye B'Yom Kippurah. Klal Yisrael is chayev. There's a responsibility to say vidui on Yom Kippur. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Ki Vayoyim Azeh Yichaper Aleichem. There is a chiyuv to do vidui on Yom Kippur. Why is that? Isn't vidui about tshuva? If I've done tshuva already, why in Yom HaKippurim is there a new chiyuv to say vidui again? There are some opinions that on Yom Kippur you even repeat the averos that you did tshuva on from the previous Yom Kippur. So what's going on with the vidui? How can you separate vidui of Yom Kippur from tshuva itself? The same interesting concept we also have on averos bein adam lechavero. You take a look at the bottom of the page, or the second page, there's a fascinating opinion of the Rush. The Rush says that Rav was once aggrieved by a butcher. This is the Rush in Simin Chavdalid in Yuma. He was aggrieved by somebody. And the person who wronged Rav never came over and asked him mechila. But Rav, on Yom Kippur night, the Gemara says, went to the butcher, lefayes daita, to come to some type of friendly understanding. Even though Rav was the aggrieved and the butcher was guilty. The Rush explains, why did Rav do it? Kedei sheyehei leiv kol Yisrael shalem im chaveiro b'Yom Kippur. That on Yom Kippur there is an idea that all of Klal Yisrael is supposed to be in unison together. The Rush describes very, very, very beautifully. The Rush describes that on Yom Kippur, we're like malachim, we're like angels. You know, my grandmother, when I was a young child, described to me that my great-grandmother, Bubba Chana, who was killed by the Nazis, Al Kiddush Hashem, she described that she used to stand all of Yom Kippur. So in my 10-year-old mind, when my grandmother told that to me, I envisioned my grandmother for 25 hours standing like a malach on Yom Kippur. My wife, her misnagdish aside, said to me, Chaim, your grandmother probably didn't mean that she was literally standing for 25 hours. But in my childish mind, in a beautiful way, there were people who were angels and were supposed to become malachim on Yom Kippur. And the Rush says that that's exactly it. If you read it inside, the Rush describes that on Yom Kippur, we are like angels. And the Rush concludes, Ma malachei shoreis simas shalom beinehem, af Yisrael b'yoyim ha-kippurim boy. Just like the angels, there's absolutely no tension between them, so too on Yom Kippur, when we are like malachim, so then we're also supposed to take the extra mile. We're supposed to go the extra mile, and we, even if we were the ones who were aggrieved, during the year, by the way, it's not so. During the year, there's no chiyuv for you to ask mechila if you didn't do something wrong. But on Yom Kippur, there is this idea of simas shalom beinayim. So we have an interesting theme over here for question number 3. And that is that we see that both when it comes to vidui bein adam l'makom, and when it comes to bein adam l'chaveiro, there are rules that are above and beyond the normal rules of tshuva. When it comes to the rest of the year, if you do an avera, you have a mitzvah of tshuva. When it comes to the rest of the year, if you wrong somebody, you have a mitzvah to apologize, to ask for mechila. When it comes to Yom Kippur, even if you've already done tshuva, you need to do vidui again. Even if you were not the individual that aggrieved, nevertheless, there is a mitzvah for you to do ritzui. Doesn't sound very, very similar? Vidui is communicating something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and ritzui is communicating, but ritzui is ben adon l'chaveiro, vidui is ben adon l'makom. What is happening? What's special on Yom Kippur that's happening that there's supposed to be this added vidui and there's added this added ritzui? So we have 3 questions for tonight. Question number 1 is, why did the Rambam say that the mitzvah is a mitzvah vidui? What? The mitzvah is tshuva, like the Ramban said, trying to understand Shitas HaRambam. Question number 2 is, what does the Paitan in the Slichos of Aseres Yimei Tshuva say? Hashem, take my vidui as if it's a carbon toda. What does it mean? That's as if it's a carbon toda. As if it's a carbon chatos, then I understand. And question number 3 is, what's this idea of vidui in Yom Kippur, even if I did tshuva? What's this idea that if I don't have to ask mechila, but still I'm supposed to be mefayis on Yom HaKippur, both bein adam l'makom and bein adam l'chavero? What's happening? So, b'siyata d'shmaya tonight, I'm going to share with you 2 explanations. A beautiful explanation of the chinuch, which, if you will, is the standard understanding to the first question. And then I'd like to suggest to you another approach, where maybe we'll be able to really get into a little bit of what the avoda for our Yom HaKippurim might be about. The chinuch takes a very famous practical approach to vidui, and some say this is what the Rambam meant. Says the chinuch, if someone in their heart decides to do tshuva, and they say to themselves, I'm going to be a better person, I'm going to try to speak Lashon Hara. There's an expression that we have from Tehillim, Rabos Machshavos Belevish. People have many, many, many different thoughts. And thoughts flutter through our minds constantly. So the Chinuch writes, it's on the other side of the page, in the second paragraph, Mishorshe HaMitzvah, says the Chinuch, words and vidui is there to concretize tshuva. Without words, then ultimately it's not going to last. Let's read his words. Lefi shebahodas avon bipeh, tiskale machshavas hachote. If the person formulates it, v'daito shu maimin be'emes ki golu v'yodu afnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kol maseyu v'lo yaseyu ayin ro'a ke'eino ro'eh, gam mitoch hascharas hachet befrat, u'besnachamo alav yizor menu yoser. By spelling it out and formulating it, so then the individual will end up coming to a more meaningful tshuva. Now, by the way, there have been psychological studies, tests, that have actually borne out this point of the chinuch. This was known as the Harvard study, that they tested three groups in a highly decorated graduate school, in a business school. They asked three groups what their plans in their career were. One group said, I don't know, and I haven't really thought about it. Second group told them what their dreams, their business aspirations were. And the third group, when they described it, they then followed up and asked, did you write it down? The third group had also written down their goals and aspirations. The third group was wildly more successful in business than the second. And the second was much more successful than the first. The point is that we have many, many ideas, but to be able to take those ideas and formulate them, that's a madrega. That's a process of vidui. So it could be that that's the pshat in the Rambam. That the Rambam is saying, don't think that tshuva is that you decide you're going to have some lovey-dovey, warm thought inside that you're going to do something better. You've got to put it into words. It has to be clear. By the way, when I was 18 years old, my Rebbe Roy Braunschweigel changed my life when he said something very, very simple. It was this time of year. He said, take a piece of paper, very simple. Draw a line through the middle. On one side, write Bein Adon LaMakom. On the other side, write Bein Adon LaChavero. And write down something you want to work on. It changed my life. Simple suggestions. Sometimes simply by writing it down could change a person's life. By the way, I was once going through my Rebbe's Sfarim and a paper fell out and I picked it up and sure enough, it was my Rebbe's. I started looking at it and I said, no, this is not very appropriate. And I put it back into the safe before I could read very, very much. But what he told us, he actually did. This would be one understanding of the Rambam. When the Rambam is saying that this is the mitzvah is vidui, the Rambam is saying that in order to make it work, you need to have vidui. And that's what the Rambam is emphasizing. But tonight I want to suggest to you another pshat that will also answer the other two questions. Here's the chiddush for tonight. Let's get into the nuts and bolts of tshuva. Let's talk about a woman who wants to apologize for something that she's done in her relationship with her husband. Don't worry, earlier in the afternoon, I gave the exact opposite example. And that is that a husband who had things to work on his relationship. But tonight, let's talk about a woman who wants to be a little bit better in her relationship. And by the way, this doesn't have to be husband and wife. This could be in any Bein Adon L'Chavero context. You ready for the chiddush for tonight? Here we go. Same situation. One woman, she decides, you know what? This that I did, I want to be better. And I'm going to work on it. And you know what? She goes to the Sfarim store, or she goes to the library, and she begins to read and begins to think about how to do this better. And sure enough, next year, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, she changed herself. She's better. And then you have another wife. Exact same Aveira, exact same issue. She also goes to the library or goes to the Sfarim store and begins to think about it. And then she she goes over to her husband. And she says, "My dear husband, these are the things that I did that were wrong. I want to apologize. I want to ask you mechila. And I want you to know that for this next year, I'm going to try to be better. My chiddush for tonight is that this first woman changed herself. She improved herself. But that's not the essence of tshuva according to Rambam. Here's the chiddush. Tshuva is not about changing ourselves. Tshuva is about fixing relationships. Tshuva is about going back to the relationship and making the relationship more meaningful and better. And here's the halachic reason for that. If you have a Jew who's been mechal Shabbos, why do they have to do what we call tshuva? Why do they have to change themselves? Because there's a separate mitzvah for tshuva? No. A person who didn't keep Shabbos, when the next Shabbos comes, what requires them to do tshuva on the Chil Shabbos? The mitzvah of Shabbos itself. If I speak Lashon Hara, what requires me to do tshuva about Lashon Hara? Lashon Hara. There's no independent mitzvah of tshuva, points out the Meshech Chachma, because tshuva on that particular avera is required by the mitzvah itself. Think about it. You might have never thought about it this way. I didn't think about it this way. But it's a very, very profound idea. If you take a look at number 4, that's exactly what the Meshech Chachma says. Every single mitzvah, if we're zochet to live another breath, and Mirtz Hashem will live another year of happiness and health. So we're going to experience those mitzvahs again. That mitzvah now mandates tshuva. After all, what is tshuva? Hashem testifies that we're going to succeed in that challenge. So says the Meshech Chachma, so what is tshuva? The answer is, tshuva is about the woman in the second case going back and rectifying the relationship. And what's that? When it comes to Bein Adam LaMakom, it's us coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to be better. That is the mitzvah. That is vidui. We were bothered that what does the Rambam mean when the Rambam says that the mitzvah is vidui, the mitzvah is tshuva. There's no independent mitzvah of tshuva. The mitzvah of tshuva is actually the recreation and the resuscitation and the reawakening of our relationship, both with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bein Adam L'Makom, and Bein Adam L'Chavera. And if you think about that, that's exactly the pasuk itself that refers to that epitomizes Yom HaKippurim. We're going to sing on Yom HaKippurim, Ki vayoyim hazeh yichaper aleichem lifnei Hashem titaru. The avoda of Yom HaKippurim is to purify ourselves in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not about a self-help or self-change. Self-change is a result of that desire to purify ourselves in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a new way of looking at tshuva, correct? That's what the Rambam means when the Rambam says the mitzvah is the vidui. The result is we become different people. We're not machines. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not simply looking for us to be constantly better, 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 better people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to enhance our relationship with Him, Bein Adam LaMakom, Bein Adam LaChavera. And that's why Yom HaKippurim becomes the heightened time where we need to say vidui. The vidui is not only about tshuva. The vidui of Yom HaKippurim is the opportunity to reconnect to Hashem lifnei Hashem titaru. It's not only about an avera or a mitzvah that we want to do better, but it's about reconnecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's so, then we can understand a few ideas about the halachos of vidui. When we say vidui, we might have glossed over it, but we actually start off with the following words: Ana Hashem, please Hashem. The Gemara tells us in the entry on Daf Lamed Vav, Daf Lamed Zayin, halfway through the second page, the Gemara gives us sources that says that we're supposed to say, Ana, please Hashem, help me. Hashem, help me. Vidui is not, does not take place in front of a self-help book. Vidui is actually a form of tefillah. The Gra felt so strongly about this that the Gra said that there are some people who make a mistake that they say Yu L'Ratzon Imrei Filif before they say the Vidui. The Gra said, no. The Vidui of Yom HaKippurim has to be part of the Shemona Esrei. Because Vidui is not simply about self-change. Vidui is about reconnecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If that's so, we've answered two of the three questions. First question was, let's look back at the language of the Rambam. The Rambam didn't say that the mitzvah is tshuva. Because, why? Because if you had said that the mitzvah was tshuva, then you would have thought that the idea is about simply making yourself a better person. I entitled tonight's shiur, it's all about relationships. What tshuva is really about is not simply changing ourselves, but it's about deepening our relationships between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and between us and other human beings. So the Rambam reads as follows: Kol mitzvah shebetorah, on the fourth entry, bein asei bein lo asei, im avar adam al achas mehen, if a person violated them, chayiv lisvados lifnei hakel baruch hu. Notice how the Rambam says it. The Rambam doesn't say you're supposed to do it just because of the reason that I said, because my Rebbe taught me that you're supposed to do something more in a more concrete form. No. That's not the correct reading of the Rambam. The correct reading is lifnei hakel baruch hu. It's an encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's about thinking about my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and deepening my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And maybe even a little bit more than that. And that is that recognizing what anybody who's gone through in the 12 steps of any addiction program, and that is to accept and recognize that we will never succeed without a higher power, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to be connected to you, and I know and I recognize that I'm vulnerable, but I recognize my vulnerability. I recognize that ultimately I can't pull myself out of this without your help, because I need your help and I want to reconnect to you. I understand that someone who's constantly going to be walking around and talking Lashon Hara or focusing on the negatives of others, I know it's something that I struggle with, but I know it's not who I want to be, both in terms of my relationship with others and my relationship with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to focus on the positive parts of your world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me. So vidui is tshuva, then, is not just simply about making ourselves better people. Tshuva is, on Yom HaKippurim, is the experience of lifnei Hashem titaru. It's purifying ourselves with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rosh says, that's why on Yom HaKippurim we go l'mala me'ateva, because that's the opportunity to give ourselves the charge, the delek, the gas, for the rest of the year of seeing the world from the perspective of angels. And just like angels work, that even though I didn't do something wrong, I go and I look to be mefayes. So too, when it comes to vidui of Yom HaKippurim. On Yom HaKippurim, I look to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if that particular Aveira I've already solved. Because you know what? In the state of being a Malach, I now have the ability to infuse in my soul a deeper connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu that could last me even longer. I have a theory that there are certain nights of the year that are about inspiration for the entire year. For example, when it comes to the night of Pesach, the mitzvah to remember that we've gone out of Mitzrayim exists, you know, every night of the year. But we have the night of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim that is supposed to infuse us with the ability that the rest of the year we should have Zechira. Sipur is very different than Zechira. The night of Yom HaKippurim is that Tahara Lefnei Hashem, and the day of Yom HaKippurim is Tahara Lefnei Hashem, just like on the night of Pesach is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim for the entire year. And Yom HaKippurim, day and night, is also the desire to be like a Malach, that even if I was offended and I was hurt and I didn't do anything wrong, I'm in a place of Tahara. I'm able to put that aside. And then maybe I won't next time get involved in a machlokas, and I won't be so easily hurt because I had that perspective of Yom HaKippurim. And that hopefully will be able to give me koach for the rest of the year. And we have one more question left. And that was, what does it mean that our vidui should be like a korban toda? Our vidui should be like a korban chatas. What does it mean it should be like a korban toda? But now, based on the above, maybe we now have a pshat. What is toda? What is Hoda'a? So we've been desensitized by our parents' beautiful, polite training to say thank you. When someone does us a favor, a good kid gets a lollipop, you teach them to say thank you. Lollipop, thank you. Lollipop, thank you. We breathe in the morning, thank you, Hashem. Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a child, thank you. Korban Toda. But to the holy women of Mevak Sheemes, I'd like to suggest tonight that Korban Toda is actually something much, much, much more. When we say thank you, if we're truly, truly, truly saying thank you, and it's not the thank you for the lollipop, thank you is a recognition of how vulnerable we are and how appreciative we are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He's taken care of us through our vulnerability. That's what a Korban Toda is about. A Korban Toda recognizes that without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we would have absolutely nothing. And in order to say thank you, to truly say thank you, a person has to really, really accept it's not Kol Chivatzim Yadi Yasli Yasachayal Zeh, that every single thing that I have is a gift, a matnas chinam from God. Nothing is magiali. Nothing is coming to me. So when a person brings a Korban Toda, it's not, frankly, the way we do a Kiddush. Not the way I do a Kiddush and the way many people do a Kiddush. And everybody's this way, and it's fine. Kiddushim can stay the same, no complaints. But it's not really the way we do a Kiddush. A Kiddush is that we say, thank you. But that's not what a Korban Toda is really, really about. Korban Toda is also not only recognizing the good, but recognizing also that all that good deeply, deeply comes from the fact that we are entirely in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. When a person says vidui, when a person says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I've sinned, a person is saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to come back to you because I realize that I need you, and I might not have really, really internalized how much I need you. And I need you on two different levels. Number one, I need you because I recognize that I went on my own way because I thought I didn't need all of your hadracha. And now I wake up and I say, wait a second. I look in the mirror and I say, these things that I've been doing, I want to change. I want to come closer to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I also turn to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need you to help me. And that's why Vidui is a tefillah. Ana Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me. So our takeaway from tonight is the following. It's almost a new perspective on what our Avodah for Yom Kippur is. Most people talk about it. I just opened up one of the weekly magazines and I saw people talking about Kabbalas, be Mekabel, to be better people. And that's true. There is a notion of becoming a better person during this time, during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. But there's something a lot deeper that's happening, at least according to the opinion of the Rambam. It's not about changing ourselves. Simply, change to ourselves comes about when we attach ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the fact that we've become distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a particular Avera is actually an opportunity for me to have a deeper connection. You know, you might have found the Maimar Chazal a little bit strange, that someone who does tshuva me'ava, then their averos become mitzvahs. What does that mean? How do averos become mitzvahs? Well, let's go back, and now let's turn it from the wife who's coming over and saying I'm sorry to the husband who's coming over and saying I'm sorry. A husband who's been a perfect husband, who's been an excellent husband, compare that to a husband who made mistakes, but sincerely, sincerely wanted to change. And he comes over to his wife and he says, I'm truly, truly, truly sorry. And actually, he keeps to what he's sorry as. It's not so hard to hear how those averos now become mitzvahs. The relationship has become so deepened. It's become so much deeper. The vidui itself, the ritzui itself, becomes the integral part of the tshuva. So what's the takeaway for tonight? The takeaway is, it's not simply about being hard on yourself and saying, how could I be better? How could I be better? How could I be better? The takeaway is, it's about seeing how we could deepen those relationships. It's about seeing how we could deepen our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's about seeing how we could deepen our relationship in Adon L'Chavero. And both of those things require us to have strength to say, Ana, please. Many of us are afraid to say that, please. Maybe we're afraid to talk openly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ana Hashem. Maybe we're afraid, Ana, to say please to other people in our lives. That's the avoda, according to Rambam. Vidui is not simply a statement. Vidui is about recreating and deepening the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and recreating and deepening the relationship between Adon Malkom, between Adon Chavero. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya that we should be zocha to a gemar chesima tova, that we should be zocha, that we should hear these words of Ana Hashem, that we shouldn't just go through Yom HaKippurim, A, being hard on ourselves, or B, just simply going through the statement of saying the words. But to spend some time. I know it's difficult. Baruch Hashem, our Beis Medrash is full of young families and mothers that don't have that much. Their time is not their own. And as much as I understand it, I know I really, really don't understand it. But spend a little bit of time. Just think about these two words. Just two words. Ana Hashem. That's it. If I asked you before the shir, maybe I should have done this before the shir. If I would have asked you, what's vidui? So you probably would have told me, Ashamnu Bagadnu. I'm telling you, vidui is not Ashamnu Bagadnu. I'm telling you, vidui is Ana Hashem. And Bein Adon L'Chavero is just Ana. Please. Please, I want to be better. And maybe be zocha to be able to express that in the right way. To deepen our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to deepen our relationship with our friends, with our spouses, with our parents, with our siblings, with our children. And bizocha v'siyata d'shmaya to be mekadesh shem shamayim. And bizocha that next year to be able to see the red turn into white. That we won't only be able to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I've done vidui, that's become a toda, but to be able to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I've done vidui, and now to turn that crimson into white. Ashnas Chaim Tov Mishalom Gemar Chasima Tova.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.